I'm Derek Annis, and this is Poetry Moment. I'm reading Walking Home in the Swelling Shadow of the Bomb by Corey Oglesby. I'm able to love the abandoned amusement parks in the dark, unhumming guts of refrigerators lining this rezoned sidewalk, and the boutique olive oil stores and tea shops that, let's face it, are already on their way. I love the saliva stalactites draping the inner jaws of the daydreaming commuters, inching by me and up the exit ramps, and the great urban drain they'll circle home. I love breaking down the ambiance of this part of town into its various elements, the million post-coital yawns, the woody, deep echoes of farts in lonely elevator cars climbing the new stack of luxury condos failing across the street. And the security guard there, swinging his 1,000 keys. I love, though he'll never buzz me in, how green his eyes are. How they engulf me, make me feel like a spider in a celebrity's Christmas tree. I'm crazy about this city. The thin shadows between the teeth of its strangers who've taken my order, whose order I've taken, the blur of commerce intoxicating. I love having my hair cut in a new lover's kitchen. I love the brain burn stink of a particular gas station restroom downtown, where the fluorescent flicker in a cracked mirror once amplified the hissing rat I'd forgotten was crawling the cage in my chest. I love mirrors, suddenly, especially this storefront window, how its warp tightens my midsection, and the guy typing on the other side thinks I'm smiling at him. I love the soapstone sky, its refusal to be pretty. And speaking of pretty, I'm going to turn here down C Street to check in on Miranda, my homeless friend, who, each morning, turns a found candy bar wrapper inside out, tucks its silver into her hair, and asks me, "Do you like my jewelry?" I love your jewelry, Miranda, and I love the community horoscope New Graffiti suggests, penned nightly by the kids living beneath the overpass. Their lives a kind of overpass, where some god too ashamed to show its face adds pain to pain until the stack seems to slow dance with its own weight. Every potholed street named after a senator, every dead shadfly darkening the plastic cover on a streetlight, the moon hanging shy in the smog like an early guest contemplating knocking, here in the swelling shadow of the bomb, I'm able to love all of it. Come on in, moon, you barren wallflower, and explain to me the story hidden in this wet ring on the pavement in front of the 7-Eleven, and the melting Coke Slurpee that must have left it there. Don't you, too, love whatever interruptions cause us to set down what we desire for a moment and talk? And I want to talk to every coal mine canary ghost to think the dark world beneath so much of America could be haunted by the songs of birds. And I want to ask about the impossible boneless system of the leopard slug I just stepped on. How its entire body seems an ornate battery with some single secret mission. I want to map the solar system of sweaty pocket change the bartender slid away from the drunk at the end of the bar I just ducked into, and the wet air beneath the glass as it slapped the counter. If I had a bit more time, I could learn to love the feeling as shapeless and bored as the nebula of pipe calcium in this ice cube. I could even learn to love the strange odor creeping from my neighbor's crockpot, how it grows stronger and stronger throughout the day, looping like feedback. But for now, I'm content with the click of my key in the door, and when I can afford it, the concept of rent. I'm Derek Annis, and that was Walking Home in the Swelling Shadow of the Bomb by Corey Oglesby, which was originally published in Blood Orange Review.